This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, April 7. Light has come. Our reading comes from John chapter 3. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but people loved darkness instead of light, because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light, and will not come into the light for fear that their deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light, so that it may be seen plainly that what they have done has been done in the sight of God. A message on a rancher's barn by the highway said, "Jesus is the answer." I wondered, but do we know the question? Even if people hear the words, "Jesus is the Savior," do they know what we need to be saved from, or why it matters? The Apostle John wrote, "The true light that gives light to everyone was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him." The need for Jesus as the answer to our problem of sin and death may not seem obvious. We have to recognize our miserable condition. People who bring God's word to others have to explain what our sin is and why it's a problem. As the canons of Dort say, in order that people may be brought to faith, God mercifully sends messengers of this very joyful message to the people, and at the time he wills. By this ministry, people are called to repentance and faith in Christ, who gave his only perfect life to pay the debt of all our sin. God still sends messengers to explain why we need salvation and how Jesus alone made it possible for us to be saved. The gift of salvation is for all who believe and recognize Jesus as the Savior, the true light of the world. His light helps us see plainly that we've sinned and we're stuck in sin, and he provides the only way out. Is he lighting your way today? Pray with me. Jesus, thank you for coming to save us from sin and death. Light our way and help us to shine your light for others. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.